I'm Kim Masters of the Business on KCRW, and this is the Hollywood Breakdown. I'm joined by John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. Hello, John.
Hello, Kim.
So, John, as you know, I'm back from the upfronts in New York, and this is where the networks unveil their fall schedules for the advertisers. Big groups of advertisers gathered together in places like Carnegie Hall and Lincoln Center, and the networks take turns and they say, these are our fall shows. This is what you should, you know, where you should put your ad dollars.
Now, from where I sit, I looked at the lineups, and it felt to me you had shows from William Shatner, Dana Delaney, Jimmy Smits, Tom Selleck, Jennifer Beals. It felt to me like the 80s and 90s all over again. Did it actually feel more modern? Did it feel like they were trying new things and new ideas?
Not completely. I mean, I talked to a number of advertisers there who felt like there were just a lot of very familiar formulas, you know, police dramas, medical dramas, lawyer dramas. But there are a few big swings that the networks are taking. Fox, for example, has a thing called Terra Nova. Did you read about that one?
That's Steven Spielberg's modestly budgeted family character comedy.
Going back to the prehistoric era to save the human race. And it's not on the schedule for fall. They're going to put it in sometime in the middle of the season. But of course, that's going to be one of Fox's more closely watched experiments. And, you know, Fox can afford to gamble a little bit because they have Glee, American Idol, and they're riding really high. They were the most exuberant of the networks.
To me, one of the more interesting network moves was what CBS is trying to do in their Thursday lineup. It's a huge night for movie advertising. It's a big night for advertisers.
So they are trying to do what a lot of the networks think they want to do, which is launch another night of comedy. Comedy is very, very profitable. You know, it sells into syndication. We just saw a tremendous deal for syndication of Big Bang Theory. So that is a target the networks would like to hit. It's very hard. NBC was going to launch a new night of comedy, and now they're kind of saying they'd settle for just a new comedy hit. They're trying that with a show called Outsourced about an American who goes to a call center in India, and I don't think the clips of that one played great when they played it at the upfronts presentation.
Just reminds everybody of trying to get their Amex bill settled up.
Exactly. And, you know, NBC, I don't think the schedule that they came up with necessarily set the room on fire, but advertisers were thrilled that NBC is back trying to make its amends to the creative community after putting Jay Leno 5 nights a week at 10, using, you know, people like Jerry Bruckheimer and J.J. Abrams to produce shows. Even if the shows don't work, I think the advertisers were happy to see NBC back in the game.
Now, I know you don't like to predict what is going to be the hit show, so I'll ask you a different question, Kim. What is going to be the first show canceled this fall based on the clips you saw?
Based on the clips I saw, I'd say that's a tough contest because there were, I thought, a lot of contenders. There were just a lot of shows. As you said, they just seem very derivative. I mean, you know, I feel for Jimmy Smits. They've stuck him on Friday nights at 10 in this legal drama. He's like a Supreme Court justice who quits. So, you know, stuff like that, if it was a stock, you'd probably short it. Anyway, that's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business here on KCRW. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. If you have questions or comment, go to kcrw.com/Hollywood Breakdown.